Captain Bob Jensen. Who has been here since the crack of dawn this morning.
You want a second?
Okay, Wells, we'll give you the benefit.
Oh, you want to put something up?
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on just a second, a little technical.
Well, I don't know whether I should. I think they all got the picture book.
We got everything. Yeah.
We got it.
Did you?
Absolutely.
We don't need any pictures. Let's get them out of here for Christ's sake.
I mean, we're in agreement.
Is this the last? No, there's got
no, sir, I've got three or four more on here.
Oh, three or four more.
Yes,
well,
sir.
I'm not going to burden you with anything. All I want to do is stay in the game. I got the most weird letter of my military and retired and volunteer life. And it was included in your package. It was, I viewed it as a kiss-off, you know. They're not going to review my request anymore. But anyway, that's not why I came here. I came here to bring you the good news. We have a new strain of oysters in the Rappahannock. It's not new, but we can document it back to 1956 when they took the cofferdams off the Norris Bridge piers, because it's a concrete-loving oyster, because we know that. Because when we took the deck off 13 years ago and piled it up in a certain configuration, they came like gangbusters. When we designed a module, after the free concrete was gone, we designed a module specially to put down that we thought they would like. And guess what? They like it. And what I'm trying to get to in this exercise that I'm doing in the Rappahannock is that I could top anything you could even imagine in the lower Rappahannock. So when the boys come up here and say, hey, can we get a little Christmas money? You can turn them loose on it. Just turn them loose, because I can, if you can go back in your record here, I had 10 sites that would take care of all the spawn you could possibly imagine from our concrete-loving, this is the Robert O. Norris strain, okay? The Robert O. Norris strain. And it's a real, actual strain of oysters that was developed by Mother Nature.
Why didn't you name it the Captain Bob Jensen strain?
No,
honestly,
no.
You deserve some credit.
Hey, look, I got my departure already planned, and if there's any fish spotters left at the pilot house, they're going to draw lots to see who's going to take my ashes overboard.
Don't tell me that, Captain Bob.
Huh?
I don't hear that.
Well, we're going offshore.
Outside
the limit. Okay.
I don't think you caught the gist of what I was saying, but anyway, I appreciate your willingness to obey Section 62.1195
of the
State of Virginia.
Well, the only thing that they won't take is this titanium plate that's in my leg, okay?
We appreciate you being here all day long to share that with us.
No, seriously, because, you know, I wouldn't throw any trash in the Chesapeake or anywhere else.
I'm certain of that, sir.
Okay.
Well, have a good day. Thank you so very
I'm
much.
I'm still in the game, okay? And I'm going to be in the game until I get planted. And whether you guys like it or not. Isn't that
awful? No, door's always open.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Thank you, Captain Bob.
Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Next item on the agenda is request for public hearing to establish a recreational fishing limits on Tautog.
On Tautog, and this is one of those ASMSC mandates. The only flexibility we have is to either modify the possession limit, which is 7, lower that, or closed days sometime during the season. We've had one ad hoc committee meeting already, and we'll meet again before all is said and done. But for right now, we are requesting a May public hearing.
Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Move to approve staff.